Welcome to the Friday, September the 5th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our seventh episode of the 25-26 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 15 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, shines a spotlight on the great things happening in our schools. Let's dive into the highlights from another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. I hope everyone enjoyed the long Labor Day weekend and had a chance to recharge before diving into September. Tammy and I had a wonderful opportunity to escape to Brown County with the dogs, and so hopefully you had a chance to get away, or maybe just had that wonderful staycation and were able to check some things off of your spring, actually your fall cleaning list, since we are almost in fall. It's truly summer, though, until mid-September, I think. September 22nd, I think I saw that date. So we are technically still in summer. We officially are done with our straight A drive-throughs. We wrapped up the Achieve Virtual on Tuesday. Congratulations again to all of our students who earned straight A's during the 2024-2025 school year. Last night, we held the LAP Family Night at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center. This year's theme was Passport to Culture, Exploring the World. It was a wonderful opportunity to build connections in our school community and to help all of our families to find out where we have resources and where they can get additional assistance. And today is our annual Area 31 Partnership Day. It's such an amazing opportunity for our students to network with employers and learn about careers. If you've not had a chance to see the amazing setups that some of our partners bring to Ben Davis High School, actually near the new basketball courts and the new parking lot on the south side of our campus, truly amazing. Two of our guests today, the new Area 31 principal, Tim Pratt, and career coach, Adam Parrish. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks, Dr. Butts.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Tim, start with you. Congratulations, first of all, on being the very first principal of Area 31 Career Center. Talk to us about that transition. You've been at Area 31 as the assistant principal for some time, kind of as a Ben Davis assistant principal assigned to Area 31. But now you've moved into that role as principal of Area 31. What was the shift there that really led to you becoming the principal of Area 31?
Thanks. I've been here 10 years in the assistant principal, assistant director role. Over those 10 years, the growth of Area 31 has been tremendous. We're over 1,460 students right now, and we have
Bigger than many school districts in the state of Indiana.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct. So okay. I think the demands of that led to the transition of that role. I think over time, the leadership team and the partnerships with these 11 different sending school districts realized that there was a need for that that position.
Gloss over that, because not only do you have 1,400 students, but you have 1,400 students all coming from 11 different high schools, three in Marion County, two in Morgan County, and the rest from Hendricks County. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, very diverse population. Students, again, from all over the west side. So that transition has been something that I think that the growth and that the demand on the positions kind of increased over time. So it was just kind of a natural occurrence that had happened there. But I think that the work that we're doing continues to stay the same. You know, we're going to continue. You asked a little bit about the vision of that. We want to continue working on student-centered pathways that really focus on the hands-on and technical skills, continue the strong partnerships we've had with industry. This year, probably more than in the past, I've been at the table with a lot of our industry partners, leading those conversations, and probably some transition to really just kind of working in pockets to more kind of vision work, looking at how these talent acquisition teams from these employers can work with the Career Center for opportunities.
Little plug for Giant of Trivia Night coming up October the 14th. What many people don't know is Mr. Pratt and I both came to Wayne Township via Tippecanoe Schools. So we both had a similar pathway down here to Indianapolis.
Oh, very much. I remember seeing you when I was in high school competing on the wrestling team, coming out to Harrison High School.
That's right. And when I was at Battleground Middle. Tim, you talked a little bit about some of the opportunities that students have here, and many of our staff, we have five generations of staff in the MSD of Wayne Township, remember shop classes and remember career and technical ed being very different. How has that changed, and what kinds of opportunities are our students receiving here at Area 31 that are setting them up for their future?
That's a good question. I think actually I came in right at the beginning of that change when I was teaching. So you're talking 17 years ago. So it did traditionally was kind of designed to be a vocational education, mm-hmm. prepare just some skills for the job or the entry into the career field. It's changed a lot. We began with curriculum mapping.
Mm-hmm.
All of our classes are designed with are guided by dual credits. So we have the syllabi and common course outcomes from the universities. We have the restructuring of state curriculum with next level programs and mm-hmm. studies. And then we also combine that in with industry certifications. That's a very important component from the state and for our employer partners. So we've worked hard over that time mm-hmm. to really design curriculums that meet those standards. And really, I think we were ahead of the bar when Next Level Programs of Studies came out. We'd already been aligned with a lot of that implementation, maybe just a few shifting of where dual credits were placed within the two-year programs.
And on top of that, you have four of your programs that are early college programs.
We do. We have four programs that you can earn an associate degree if you combine it with the Common Core
mm-hmm.
dual credits. Even students that are coming from some of our participating schools can combine their dual credits, AP classes, and be very close to an associate degree. Mm-hmm. And some of them also have, or I think all of them have the ICC embedded into
yeah.
them. And then some have industry certifications or certificate of graduations, just if you're only doing the technical components.
And we'd be remiss, of course, if we didn't say a special shout out to Dr. Patrick Biggerstaff, currently assistant superintendent of Mooresville Schools, for making sure that those four early college programs really got kicked off and are running strong. It was his vision and working with Vincennes University to make sure that we were able to do that for our students. So thank you to Dr. Biggerstaff if he happens to be listening. If not, we'll send him the link. Adam, shifting to you, none of this would be possible without amazing partners that we have. And each year, Partnership Day just gets bigger and bigger, and our students just have more and more fun. And in your role as career coach, you have set all of this up. You have made sure that the students have an amazing experience, both the morning students and the afternoon students. Talk about Partnership Day, why it's so important, and kind of what leads up to setting up this amazing experience for our students.
Yeah, so Partnership Day is our kickoff event of the year, and it is our largest event. This year we had over 70 employer partners on our campus.
70.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's fantastic, and it just keeps growing.
I think we started with just like a dozen. Way back when.
And it was just on the north side of the building, but now we've moved it to a different location, much more expansive, and I think it'll just keep growing.
Bigger props and
food
trucks and all those kinds of things as well. Big, big hit for the kids.
Yeah. All of our partners, they bring out some hands-on experiences. Uh-huh. The Bricklayers Local 4 do a fantastic job bringing out a trailer where students can actually figure out how to build a wall. They brick and mortar, bring it out, build that wall. Duke Energy, brings their bucket trucks.
Number of trucks typically that they come out. Yeah, yeah.
Gaylor Electric this year is bringing a semi, so students can walk in and explore all the different things.
Wow.
With electricity, so
excited for that. You'll have students who may be in an automotive program that are going to walk through that Gaylor trailer today or maybe go and lay a few rows of a block. Will you have students who shift at all that kind of say, hey, maybe I'm interested in electrical work, not necessarily automotive work.
Yeah, so my job is really to help students find the right fit for them.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they're in one of our programs, they could still use those skills out of high school. They're very transferable to really any job that they go into. We spend a lot of time teaching professionalism and work ethics, so those things do transfer over. And sometimes students will get out there and realize that the program they're in really isn't the career they want to go into, but they still have a good foundation of those skills that they could take with them.
You mentioned a couple of partners. Are there any others that you want to highlight as we're kind of thinking about the growth of 70 partners that you have? I know you can't name them all. any other partners? I know we have our armed services are out for our partnership day. We typically have several trade unions that tend to come out and have their table set up just to talk about students' future opportunities as well.
Yeah, the Indiana National Guard will be here. The Heritage Group mm-hmm. does a fantastic job bringing their heavy equipment in so students can sit in a skid steer,
uh-huh.
figure out how to work that. Ivy Tech and Vincennes do a fantastic job bringing different departments out so students can really experience a variety of career pathways that way.
As you think about your role, you are the career coach for 1,400 students and 11 different high schools. we're seeing more and more of a focus, especially with our new diplomas and the SEALs that students can earn, about looking towards careers. So how do you, what does your role look like when you are guiding our students, when you're helping them to make those decisions about what happens post-secondary?
Yeah, so it's all about helping them find their fit and figure out what they want to do, what interests them, mm-hmm. and then backwards map it from there. How do we get to your goal? So whether that be continuing on into higher education, going directly into the workforce, or going into the military, really just help them narrow down those options to figure out what's best for them.
And while your current role is career coach here at Area 31, this is not new to you. You've been working on this for quite some time, dating back almost a decade.
Oh, yeah. I started in Wayne in 2014, mm-hmm. started in IT, and then transitioned over to the Office of College and Career Readiness and did that for 8 years.
Worked with Wendy Skibinski.
I did, yeah. Learned a lot.
The three E's were created out of that office. I know it's become kind of a universal terminology across the state, but those three E's came out of that office with you and Wendy.
Yes, sir.
When you think about your role, you've created this from scratch. So what have you found to be the most impactful, especially when you're dealing with so many schools, so many guidance departments, so many students? What is most effective that you have found in helping students at 15, 16, 17-year-old try to figure out what is that next step for them?
Well, it's all about relationships. So it's getting to know them on a personal level, not just as a student. We know, you know, you're going to come here every day, you're going to learn, but what interests you beyond the schoolhouse? So I think that is the starting place to really dive in to figure out what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And working with our schools, our sending schools are fantastic. They welcome me in. I do lessons and they're preparing for colleges and careers course, yep. talk to different grade levels, and just get the word out there that these are viable options for more than students who want to go into the workforce.
Yeah. Tim, as you think about the future of CTE and you think about where we're headed with some of the governor's workplace readiness skills, and you think about the flame ratings on some of the jobs that are out there, and even jobs that we don't know exist, what is that next phase? As you look forward 5-10 years from now, what is that next generation of CTE here in the state of Indiana?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that we do a good job engaging with industry to try to figure out where their needs are to help navigate where we're planning, where we're looking to expand, where we're adapting our course offerings. One of the things that I think is continuing to grow and especially is going to be emphasized on this new diploma is that engagement with industry through work-based learning. We're working hard to make sure that our programs here for this year, we will be able to document 75 simulated work-based learning hours in every mm-hmm. class for every student.
Very important for the SEALs. Yeah,
very important. And then also helps make sure that our programs are creating those work-based learning experiences within our four walls. Mm-hmm. I think we've also continued to grow through the work with Adam, our counselors, and our work-based learning coordinator mm-hmm. to continue to provide more opportunities. We have over 87 students, I believe, right now registered for work-based learning experiences full-time with an employer this year, and I anticipate that will grow with some students transitioning in mm-hmm. spring as well. And I think that, you know, we talked 5-10 years down the road, I think that's going to become the norm mm-hmm. For a lot of programs to be seeing, gaining the technical skills and then employability skills are important part of our curriculum. I think that's something our industry partners are looking for, not just being technical ready, but being able to collaborate, being able to communicate in the workplace. Mm-hmm.
And helping them build that skilled trade pipeline is so important.
Adam, I want to, so I know our time's getting short. Last question is, as you are seeing the evolution or the shifting of the importance of apprenticeships and internships and workplace learning experiences, and we know that our businesses are starting to think a little bit differently about a 16-year-old in their workplace, starting to look at how they might change their regulations and how they might open up the opportunities for those students. What are you seeing in your conversations with those partners, especially the 70 that we have here today for Partnership Day, but what are you seeing shifting in that conversation that you're having with our partners as they start to realize that this isn't going away, this is becoming more of a reality here in the state of Indiana?
Well, I think that it's important for them to come in and see our students in action. We have labs almost in every program, uh-huh. so students get that real-world experience right here in the classroom. So seeing that is very powerful. You could talk to employers all the time, but until they come in and see it, they don't know.
Yeah.
So it's just getting the word out that our students are ready to enter the workforce or continue on in higher education, whatever path fits them. But they will have the skills that you need to help fill those gaps.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, our guests today have been Area 31 career coach Adam Parrish and Area 31 principal, new principal, Tim Pratt. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me.
Thank you, Dr. Butts. Thank you.
And congratulations, by the way, on another wonderful partnership day. The weather turned out to be absolutely perfect for our students to be out there working with those 70 partners, getting into those hands-on experiences, and just another successful partnership day. If you were interested in being a partner in next year's Partnership Day, make sure to reach out to Adam and find your spot in next year's Partnership Day, which will be held in September. Coming up, the Giants Marketplace needs volunteers on Mondays before distribution and on Tuesdays during those distribution dates. Volunteers are the lifeline of the pantry, so your service is greatly appreciated. It's also a great way to get service hours. We'll include a link to sign up in today's message. Good luck to the Ben Davis Giants football team who take on Pike tonight at home. Make sure to come out and cheer for our Giants. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week on the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.